بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد my brothers and sisters there is a video that comes with this Fajr reminder it's a bit graphic that so exercise viewer caution when you are watching it and if you don't want to watch it don't watch it It is the video of a tiger which is just in the process of killing a cheetah stag, which is the deer species called Axis. And it's a big stag with full antlers. And you can see how the tiger is holding the throat of the classic hold of the tiger, of the stag. And at about 7 seconds, you can actually hear the last breath of the stag before it dies. A friend of mine took this video in Ranthambore in Rajasthan and sent it to me this morning. And my first thought was, one day I will be in the place of that deer. Not in the mouth of a tiger, hopefully, but whatever be the situation. One day I will be taking my last breath. And then at that time, my whole life, all that I chose to do and chose not to do will flash before my eyes. But there will be nothing whatsoever that I could do about it at that time. Absolutely nothing. I will see it. I will see every second of it. But there will be nothing that I could have done or I could do about it. And I reminded myself and I remind you that this day is going to come for every single one of us. Whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, whether we accept it or not, whatever be our situation, a day will come when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. When Malakul Maut will come for us. And on that day, we will know all that we did. People say that memory, history is always 2020, hindsight is 2020. Believe me, there will be nothing more 2020 than that moment when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That moment when we see the face of Malakul Maut. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that Ibrahim alayhi salam met Malakul Maut once and said to him, show me your face. What do you look like when you go to somebody who does not believe, to take his soul. Because everybody dies, my brothers and sisters. Everybody dies. All those who believed will die. All those who did not believe will also die. All those who appreciated being reminded in time to change their lives will also die. And all those who rejected that reminder, who resented that reminder, will also die. Those who believed the Anbiya alayhim salam, the prophets and messengers will die, and those who did not believe them, those who rejected them, those who went the extra step and tried to trouble and torment and destroy, those who came to remind them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the meeting with Him, will also die. Those who supported the messengers and the prophets and all those who try to remind us about our meeting with Allah, who support them, those will also die. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, every living thing, everything which breathes, everything which has life, will taste death without exception. without exception. And when that time comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will not be benefited by your wealth or your children. Which means you will not be benefited by your material wealth and your wealth which is in other ways which are not material, your influence, your power, your authority, your command. Nothing will benefit you at that time. Nothing will benefit me at that time. This reminder comes to us every single day. And one of my reasons for being so dedicated and rooted in nature and in the wild, and the reason I love the bush so much is because of this, because it reminds me very clearly that one day I will go to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, the key is no big secret. This is not some enormously complex and difficult thing to understand. The simple logic is that when we know something is going to happen, when we know something is inevitable, then good sense means that we take cognizance of that and be prepared for it. If we know something is inevitable and yet we do not prepare for it, then it just shows that we are oblivious. I mean, we are completely, we really have no consciousness of what is to happen, right? So, very important for us, let us remember that Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this life, and He gave us the opportunity to live this life in a way that that will help us to that a way that will help us to live our lives in a way that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds pleasing, because that is the only thing which is going to matter, that's going to matter for us, right? And that is the reason why I remind myself and you, let us not play games with this, and let us make sure that we don't waste our time, and then we don't waste our lives, so that we are, when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be a meeting of a meeting that Allah is pleased with us on this day. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.